permitting legislation effort picks up steam, but passage remains difficult, written by James Downing, and read by an automated voice. Permitting reform legislation is starting to move through Congress, with a key House committee holding a hearing and supporters lobbying legislators, though actually passing a bill is tough in any political climate. The House Natural Resources Committee is holding a hearing September 10 to take testimony on three pieces of legislation, H.R. 573, H.R. 4503, and H.R. 4776. The E-Permit Act is a bipartisan bill introduced by Reps. Dusty Johnson and Scott Peters, the latter of whom has supported major overhauls of transmission rules. The bill would require the government to use new technology to speed up permitting. Committee Chair Bruce Westerman and Representative Jared Golden introduced the SPEED Act that would change the National Environmental Policy Act in order to streamline the permitting process by shortening timelines, simplifying analyses, and limiting litigation. Last session, a Senate effort on permitting reform, championed by former Senator Joe Manchin and Senator John Barrasso, fell short. Energy and Natural Resources Committee Chair Mike Lee said at the committee's recent FERC confirmation hearing that he would like to make another attempt at legislation this Congress. Assuming you are confirmed, I look forward to working with both of you on prioritizing permanent reform, Lee said at the hearing September 4. Senator Barrasso and others have referred to that effort today, and its priority I look forward to working with both of you on, as FERC has an important role in the permitting process for the areas we've discussed. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee is engaged in a bipartisan process to develop reforms, which its chair, Senator Shelley Moore Capito, explained in a floor speech in late July, where she referenced working with Ranking Member Sheldon Whitehouse. "Right now we have the momentum, I believe, needed to deliver meaningful and lasting reforms to the environmental review and permitting process, and I believe this is an unprecedented opportunity and something we can truly accomplish," Capito said in the speech. "I do believe, and Senator Whitehouse and I know this well, that there are areas of strong disagreement in this area between the two of us, and what we're going to try to do is to find those areas of like thinking that move the process along. No matter how difficult it might be, this is the only way we get a permanent solution, so we don't see the swings of the environmental process that we've seen over the last few years." Those are not the only committees that might have to weigh in on a complete permitting system overhaul, Arnab Datta, Director of Infrastructure Policy for the Institute for Progress, said on a webinar hosted by the R Street Institute on September 9. Manchin and Barrasso were able to make some headway last year, but the ENR committee's remit does not cover NEPA or judicial reforms. You run into some of these political/congressional dynamics that can also make it quite difficult to get to comprehensive reform, Datta said. Capito and Whitehouse's efforts are promising this Congress, he said, but hopefully something more comprehensive can get passed. A big part of the recent change in the politics around permitting is that laws like NEPA were passed when major polluting facilities were being built regularly, which drove support from environmentalists, Bipartisan Policy Center Vice President for Energy Zon Fishman said on the webinar. "That process for issuing the permit went from something that was fairly simple, didn't take a whole lot of time, didn't take a whole lot of staff work and agency, to something that took years and years and years, and the environmental review documents ballooned into hundreds of pages, or more than 1,000 pages," Fishman said. "And as it happened over time, the types of projects that people tried to build also started to change. The bureaucratic delays started to impact clean energy projects that environmentalists support and see as needed to combat climate change, and they started supporting permitting reforms. But just because they support reforms now does not mean they agree with all the other supporters on what that means. It means different things to different people, right?" Datta said. "So, on the more hardcore environmental left, it means, make it easier to build rooftop solar. And that's it. And then you can move a little bit over, and it starts to include new types of emissions-free energy. In other cases, maybe it's tech neutral." Emily Domenech, Executive Director of the White House's Federal Permitting Improvement Steering Council, said on the webinar that she would welcome some congressional updates to her organization's 10-year-old governing statute. "We're treating the symptoms, not the cause, of our permitting challenges, with the function of the Permitting Council," Domenech said. "So, we serve as the Sherpas for large projects going through federal permitting. Projects need to be worth at least $200 million, must come from one of 19 sectors that cover the gamut of major infrastructure including energy and data centers, and must trigger the NEPA review process, which the Council helps them get through as quickly as possible." The projects reviewed by the Council can change by administration, with Domenech noting that it is reviewing 40 mining projects. Only one was before it when Donald Trump returned to office. Domenech said she hoped Congress will improve the situation and praised the House Natural Resources Committee's work on permitting legislation. We always love the opportunity to work with Congress to give us more authorities and get more things done, but really, this administration's approach has been about using the council's authority to the fullest extent, she added. Support for permitting reform is coming from the outside, with a broad coalition of trade groups headed by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce sending a letter to congressional leadership. Other signatories include the American Council on Renewable Energy, Electric Power Supply Association, and the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association. The letter argues for legislation that ensures predictability in the permitting process, makes it more efficient and transparent, and ensures that all relevant stakeholders are informed in time to comment on the process. A modernized permitting system will help us build smarter, faster, and more sustainably. We just need a system that keeps pace with our ambition, the letter says. We urge Congress to work across the aisle to enact durable legislation this fall that reflects the urgency and opportunity before us. Another letter headlined by the Industrial Energy Consumers of America, with more than 70 other manufacturing groups, urged Congress to enact permitting legislation as well, with a focus on expanding natural gas pipelines to minimize curtailments. No one is more impacted by inadequate natural gas pipeline capacity than the manufacturing sector, the letter says. Under state end-use curtailment plans, when there is insufficient supply to serve the residential consumer or for electricity generation, natural gas service to manufacturing companies is curtailed, there is a mandatory reduction of natural gas supply. The frequency of curtailment rates is increasing annually and comes at significant costs and disruption to manufacturing supply chains that also include materials for national security.